I'm the shh, be quiet. I've been on a low hater diet. I'm the shh, be quiet. I've been on a low hater diet. Hey, 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 watch me do.
Hello, party people, and welcome to the Pre-Librarian Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Lauren coming at you with my very first podcast. I listen to podcasts all the time, and I even have a brother who produces and stars in his own. Shout out to Famous at Ignorant Philosophy. But I have never done one myself. Since this is the first one, I will tell you a little bit about myself. I love, love, love Disney movies and ice cream in the winter. My fabulous, but sometimes, actually often, unruly curly hair. I love my wit, which I hope will come across in this podcast, and randomly office supplies. I hate grammar mistakes, and I also hate rude people. I'm in my second year of grad school for my master's in library science. Yes, you need a grad degree to be a librarian, and I love, 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 love books in all formats. Though lately, I've been buying a lot of ebooks because I'm an impatient millennial. I don't have any kids or pets, but I've managed to keep a plant alive and thriving, so quite frankly, I'm proud. I work in circulation at the outreach branch of the Indianapolis Public Library, but what I really want to talk about in this podcast today are the technology resources available in the Learning Curve, which is a juvenile section of the Central Library. See, I'm actually using equipment from the Curve right now. I'm using a microphone called Snowball and audio editing software called Mixcraft. Both of these are available at the Curve. Of course, there are tons of children's books there, both fiction and non, and, you know, CDs, DVDs, and all that kind of jazz. But what people don't realize is all the technology that is available there as well. So they have all kinds of hardware and software that you can use while in the library. So some of the hardware that they have are Apple iPads, digital cameras, laptops, all kinds of robots. Well, three different kinds of robots. They have 3D printers, they have webcams, and they also have some really cool software that's available. You can use Adobe Photoshop, which is super expensive if you try to buy that yourself. You can use Frames. There's Google Earth, Image Blender, KidPix. There's Lego software like Lego Mindstorms that is used in conjunction with the robots. There's, of course, the normal Microsoft Office software. So it's Word, PowerPoint, Publisher, stuff like that. And there's Mixcraft, of course, which is what I'm using right now. There is Pivot Stick Figure Animator and Scratch. So Pivot is it's a program where you can actually make your own stick figure cartoons. And it's similar to like a flipbook. So you remember back in the day when you would draw a bunch of stick figures on different pages and you used to flip the book together and, you know, it will make a cartoon. It kind of reminds me of that. And Scratch is a coding program. You know, there's all these coding initiatives for young people so they can learn how to code because, you know, our future is technology. I mean, we honestly can't get around it. So they have things there at the library to get these kids started and ready for their future, which will heavily include technology. I suggest you check it out. I mean, I believe these are for children under 18. But, you know, if you take your child there and you use the equipment as well, I'm pretty sure they're not going to yell at you. I mean, because the library is a place for everyone, right? Everyone needs to learn. So if you want to check out their website, it is www.indypl.org/curve. And the address is 40 East St. Clair Street, of course, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204. So that is all I have for you, party people. I thank you so much for joining in this first, very, very first Pre-Librarian Podcast. I hope that it has been informative and slightly entertaining. And that's all I have. Thank you. remember to always be great.